Yes, you would expect that, you know, Ballinahinch, obviously the top side in Ulster rugby. It wasn't their strongest side, I mean, but that is irrelevant. I mean, this is the team that they sent down. And from Derry's point of view, and I said this yesterday in my final report, I was delighted that the way the Derry team played. All right, they were beaten 25-19. But 45-19 would have made a big, big difference to the attitude of the players and psychologically. You know, 25-19, you could almost have won that game. And I think that's the mindset that they have to go into. As you well know, last season they suffered some awful defeats. And really, it was just one big defeat after the other. And that has not put it, you know, players really want to see. So I think it sets them up, you know, for next week. They've done Gannon in the Ulster League. And again, it's an opportunity for them to build on the performances against Rainey and Ballinahinch. Dungannon won't be easy, and you know, even if they don't win that game, it's how they play in that game is very important for me. And if they can keep the same structures as they had yesterday, the scrum was very good yesterday. They got a great third score from it whenever they pushed Hinch off the ball, and scrum half Duffy, he dummied, and but two or three boys got it, and he was straight in under the post. And you know, that was a good result, the fact that you were able to scrummage so well. The line-out has certainly improved from last year, and that again is important, because when the All-Ireland League starts, set pieces are very, very important. So as I say, 2 weeks' time they'll be meeting Tullamore at Judges Road in the first game of the AIL, you know, Section 2C this year. It's imperative that they get something out of that game. In fact, they have to win that game, because if you don't win your home games, it means it's a lot harder. But hopefully the progression from the Rainey game to yesterday and on again to Dungannon will help that one. As you mentioned, it was the Ulster Senior Cup quarterfinals. Rainey are the only sort of Northwest side, if you want to call it that way, are through now to the semi-finals. They had a very, very good result in a very high-scoring game up at Hattrick Park. They came away winners against Queens by 40 points to 31. So if anybody attending that game would have enjoyed it. Armagh, they were just too strong for Roma, winning by 40 points to 3. Armagh would be next to Ballinahinch as regards to the top sides in Ulster rugby. They are the holders of this cup, and I would imagine that team at the Roma put out yesterday maybe was still experimental with AIL starting at the same time as Derry. But Armagh aside, who have got such depth and strength, you know, that they would have had a pretty good side out yesterday. Nevertheless, Soma will be disappointed, but I mean, they can come back next week in the Ulster League before they start their All-Ireland League as well. And very important for them that they get a better result than that, because it's such a good season last year getting into the playoffs that they'll certainly want to impose themselves.
Okay, Alec, and when we look more locally in Rugby League Championship, I should say, Letterkenny, unfortunately not to get the victory again against Hollywood, 17-29.
Yeah, that Championship 3, Staban, they rattled up, well, didn't rattle up, but they got their second win. They beat at home, they beat Virginia by 19 points to 10. As you said, Letterkenny at home lost out to Hollywood, who are probably one of the stronger sides in that league, you know, disappointed after their very good performance the week before against Strabane, but at least they're getting points on the board, and it looks as if they scored 3 tries. As I said, Hollywood, a useful side. Also in that league, Monaghan, they obviously must have just been far, far too strong, beating Cavan by 62 points to 0. And in the Championship 3, I don't know what we say about the Slimme Valley side. They've played 3 games and they've scored over 50 points in every game. That's their second league victory. They travelled to Larne and won by 59 points to 3. Last week they beat Banbridge 51-0, I think it was, in the Junior Cup. And their first league game as well against Ards, they rattled over 50 points. So anybody watching the Limavady Valley side at the moment, I'll I'm sure enjoy it. And as you know and I know, it's not the sort of game that you want to have to report on, because it's very difficult keeping up with the scores.
It's getting the start, but Limavady have really got a good start to their championship too, and no doubt they'll be looking to continue that form.
Very much so. They've got a few new players in, and also Graham Eastwood is a new coach. Now, Graham is obviously the Eastwoods are sort of their foundations are very much in Rainey, and he's one of the Eastwoods. I'm not sure who his dad is, but you know, they have been, they're very much the backbone of that Rainey club, and I'm led to believe, talking to Herbie Park Hill, who'll be the director of rugby, and some of the players, that he has really just changed the complete format over the summer, and a lot of players, I think, that maybe weren't all that keen on playing another season, when they saw what was happening and his training routines, they certainly bought into it, and all you can say at this moment in time is whatever he's doing very well.
Looking at some of the Pro 14 games as well, Alec, Edinburgh, well, they had home victory against Connacht, and well, Munster had a really impressive performance yesterday against the Ospreys.
Yeah, it's been sort of three victories for the Irish provinces, as you said. Leinster, I saw a fair bit of that game on Friday night. They really just were far too strong for the Dragons, running on seven tries, you know. And even though they have lost a game, they still have managed to pick up three bonus points. And, you know, that's what's very, very important when it comes to the two conferences. Munster, again, saw snippets of that one as well. Couldn't believe the Ospreys were so bad. I see Alan Clark, who was the former Ulster coach, who is now in charge of the Ospreys, said he was to blame. Because I've never seen an Ospreys side, which included a lot of Welsh internationals and very, very good overseas players, but they just totally capitulated in the second half. And Munster, like their counterparts Leinster, they ran on seven tries as well. As you said, Edinburgh got back to winning ways after the one-point defeat at the Kingspan the week before, beating Connacht by 17-10, but nevertheless, Connacht would have picked up a losing bonus point from that result. And the game today, which I wasn't able to see, but I listened to it on the radio, Ulster coming away with a 28-7 result against the Queens. Kings. It was amazing in the first half. I mean, there was something like 12 or 13 penalties that the Kings gave away, and yet the first time that Alan O'Connor apparently cleared out of the ruck, he was yellow carded, and the referee apparently was very, very lax as regards them. It was 9-0 at half time. John Cooney, he had to go off with a head injury. They said it was a blood one, but hopefully it's not a concussion or anything, because Cooney is a key part to that Ulster side, and he had kicked three penalties. But then the Kings got a try, 9-7. At that stage, I mean, it was Ulster were on the rack, but in the last 20 minutes they came back with three tries and were very unlucky not to get a bonus point win. But I think that maybe Dan McFarland, the new coach, will be very happy to have come away with a victory, because when you're on the road, that's what you have to get. But nevertheless, from the Ulster point, or from the Irish point of view, the three provinces going well. Connacht will come back, there's no doubt about that one. Just to give a final result there, which I forgot to say there, was in the Rugby Regional West, Cookstown beat City of Derry by 25 points to 24. So again, a very close encounter.